bravery. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police saying a mass shooting at a church in California's Orange County has left at least one person dead and at least five others injured. Laguna Woods Mayor Carol Moore praising the parishioners at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods for their heroism.
I want to thank those people who were wise enough to take action and endanger themselves to save others in that church. That is so impressive.
Parishioners hogtied the gunman with an extension cord and confiscated his weapons. Police identifying the gunman as an Asian man in his 60s. Authorities saying a shooting at a Houston flea market Sunday, killing two people and injuring three others. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez saying the shooting was the result of an altercation and that no innocent bystanders were injured. Thousands of people were shopping at the open-air market when the shooting occurred. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveling to Buffalo, New York Tuesday. A mass shooting Saturday at a top supermarket there, killing 10 people and injuring three others. Authorities saying the gunman, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, wore military gear and live-streamed the shooting with his helmet camera. Gendron allegedly posting a racist manifesto online before the attack. Of the victims, 11 are black and 2 are white. Finland announcing plans to go ahead with their formal application to join NATO. Sweden saying they will apply for NATO membership as well.
Finland's ambassador to the U.S., Mikko Hautala, knows Vladimir Putin better than most. He says the Russians should not be surprised that his country now wants to join NATO.
Putin is getting the exact opposite of what he intended. He wanted Ukraine to stay out of NATO. Now he has two neighboring Nordic countries who are going to be joining NATO.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial resuming Monday.
Depp and Heard have made some bold, disturbing allegations against each other in this case so far. Prior to the trial's week-long break, Depp's ex-wife took the stand and claimed that he sexually assaulted and abused her.
He grabbed me by the arm and slammed me up against the hallway wall, and I kind of struggled with him, tried to push him off of me.
Amber Heard's legal team is working to undermine Depp's defamation case by zeroing in on his alcohol and drug use and portraying him as abusive and out of control. Meantime, Johnny Depp denies Heard's allegations. He testified that he was actually the victim in their relationship.
Fox's Christina Coleman, a police dog who became the subject of a Netflix film, has died.
Rhode Island State Police say canine Ruby was 11 and a half and had to be euthanized Friday following a sudden acute and untreatable illness. She was a mixed breed dog who state police adopted and was one of the first shelter dogs trained to serve with the department. In late 2017, Ruby found a lost and distressed teen and was the son of a shelter volunteer who had cared for her as a puppy. As a result of that rescue, Ruby was named American Humane Hero Dog Search and Rescue Dog of the Year in 2018. Her story was made into the 2022 Netflix movie Rescued by Ruby. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Atlanta submitting a bid to host the next Democratic National Convention.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens announcing the bid Friday to Democrats holding their annual state party dinner. Georgia, once considered a solid red state, delivered all its electoral votes to President Biden in 2020 and elected two Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, to the U.S. Senate, giving Democrats control of that chamber. Atlanta hosted the 1988 Democratic Convention, nominating a ticket of Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis and Texas Senator Lloyd Benson. Dukakis lost that election to George H.W. Bush. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.